Chapter 4. The Real Story. We jump back into the water and each grab one of the guy's arms. He's wearing a yellow shirt and dark brown pants that are soaked and torn. He's handsome. Really handsome. Floppy brown hair, chiseled cheekbones, full lips that are tinged blue. Uh-oh, that's not a good sign. "Don't drop him," I order. Jonah's eyes are wide with worry. "Is he okay?" A wave crashes into my back, and I ignore the question. "Let's just get him to the shore." We pull and we heave, and a few minutes later, we lay him down in the sand. I cut my ear against his mouth. He's breathing. He's okay. Just unconscious, maybe? Jonah exhales in relief. "Who do you think he is?" As I collapse on the hot sand beside him, the original story floats back to me. Prince. Shipwreck. The Little Mermaid saved the prince. Oh, that was the Little Mermaid. And this is the prince she saved from the shipwreck. But why was the prince in the water? "Don't you remember?" I ask. Nana read him the same story she read to me, although I paid attention 110% of the time, and he paid attention about 10% of the time. He shrugs. "Just start at the beginning." "Fine," I say. I lie down on the sand and close my eyes, suddenly exhausted. There was a mermaid, and she was, little.
"What was her name?"
Jonah asks. Good question. I don't think she has a name in the actual story.
Who wrote the story? Was it the Grimm brothers again?
No, it was a Danish guy, Hans Christian Andersen.
He liked Danish? The cheese kind?
I open my eyes just long enough to roll them at my brother and then close them again. No, he was from Denmark, the country.
But the Little Mermaid lived in the ocean, right?
Obviously.
Why are you being mean?
He whines.
Because you're asking dumb questions.
I'm sorry. I'll stop talking. Just go on with the story. The Little Mermaid really wanted to swim to the surface, but she wasn't allowed until her 15th birthday. She had a bunch of older sisters, and they'd already done it. When the Little Mermaid was finally allowed to peek out above the water, she saw a prince fall off a boat. Instead of letting him drown, she brought him to shore and saved him.
"That's what we just saw!" he exclaims.
"Exactly." Beside us, the prince coughs up some seawater. Both of us spring up, but the prince's eyes stay closed.
"So what happens next?" Jonah asks.
"Well, after she saved him, she fell in love with him."
"And then they got married?"
"No," I say. "It's kind of a long story, actually, but what happened is that she hid. She didn't want the prince to see her since she was a mermaid. So when he woke up, he didn't know she had saved him. She went back underwater and asked around and discovered that the only way to get a human on land to fall in love with her was to have two legs. And the only way for her to get two legs was to make a deal with the Sea Witch. So she went to the Sea Witch and..." The prince lets out a loud snore. "And," I continue, "the Sea Witch offered to give her legs, but the witch wanted payment. So the Little Mermaid gave her..." I stop. This part is gross.
"Her allowance?"
I squirm. "No."
"Her sneakers?"
"What sneakers? She had a tail."
"Oh, right. Then what?"
"Her tongue."
"Are you kidding me?" he gasps. "The Little Mermaid gave away her tongue?"
I nod, trying not to picture it. Jonah's eyes light up.
"That's disgusting! Awesome!"
My brother tends to like the gross parts of these stories. He has a stronger stomach than I do. He loves roller coasters, especially the ones that go upside down. Not me, thank you very much. I prefer staying upright. "Well," I say, "technically, it was the Little Mermaid's voice that the Sea Witch wanted. The Little Mermaid had an amazing singing voice, but she gave that up for legs. Forever. Jonah shakes his head.
I can't imagine never speaking again.
Me neither, I say. I doubt you can be a judge if you can't speak. How would you sentence people? Also, the sea witch added an extra curse to the spell. If the prince married anyone else, the morning after the wedding, the Little Mermaid would
what? Jonah asks. Have to give the sea witch her fingers? Her nose?
Snort,
groans the prince, but his eyes stay closed. Worse than that, I say gravely. If the prince married anyone else, the morning after the wedding, the Little Mermaid would die. Jonah pales.
But we don't have to worry, right? Because there must have been a happy ending. The prince fell in love with the Little Mermaid, they got married, and they lived happily ever after?
Well, I hesitate. Just then, we see a splash in the distance. It's the mermaid again. The Little Mermaid. Her blonde hair, her green bikini top, and her green and orange tail peek out of the water and then disappear.
I see her, Jonah whispers. Should we hide? Maybe if we run away, she'll forget she saw us and the story can continue the way it's supposed to?
Yeah, I say, remembering what I'd said back in the basement, that we should stay out of the way so that whatever fairy tale we landed in wouldn't get messed up. Except maybe I want to mess this one up. I look at the Little Mermaid and then back at the prince. Here's the thing. The ending of the real story of the Little Mermaid isn't good. It isn't like the happy ending in Cinderella or Snow White. In the end of the Little Mermaid's real story, the Little Mermaid doesn't get the prince. She doesn't get her happy ending at all. In the end of the real story, the prince marries someone else, another princess, and the Little Mermaid... I take a deep breath. The Little Mermaid dies.
You're wrong, Jonah tells me. I saw the movie. The Little Mermaid doesn't die.
The movie isn't the real story, I say. Haven't you ever heard of a Hollywood ending? When the movie writers give the story a happy ending, even though that's not what happens?
But she can't die,
Jonah cries and bangs his fist against the sand.
That's the worst ending I ever heard.
I nod. It definitely is a bummer. Okay, I think I do want to mess up the ending. I have a new plan. I think we should change the rest of the story. He twists his lower lip.
I thought that was against the rules.
I throw my hands up in the air. Mary Rose has never even spoken to us. Whose rules? He cocks his head to the side.
Your rules.
Oh. Right. Yes, well, technically changing the ending is against my rules. But maybe that rule is a mistake. I don't want the Little Mermaid to die. I want to give her a new ending. A happy ending.